Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Cummings, Hammett, Nelson, Woodow, and Wysocki are unable to attend tonight. All other supervisors are here.
Thank you. There's nothing else. So, County Clerk correspondence and announcements.
There have been 4 claims filed since the last meeting, and all ordinances from the June meeting have been signed by the county exec.
Thank you. Announcements from the county chair. First one is on September 25th, which is the night after we will be presented the budget in September, which is the 24th, by the executive. We will be having a public hearing on the 25th. We do not have a place yet. We are working on that. We should have that in the next couple of days, so please watch for that. Pardon me? Yeah, I'm going to get it. So what we'll be discussing at the public hearing will be Wanaki Golf Course. As you've all been either called or emailed, or Supervisor Batsko and Supervisor Donlinger, I want to say thank you for attending a meeting and expanded beyond what they thought it would be. So we will be doing a public hearing. And the reason we'll be doing a public hearing on September 25th is because technically it's not our budget till the 24th. So anything that is heard before then is really, this is now strictly a proposal at this time. Once it's officially presented on the night of the 24th, we will do this immediately after. So if you're getting constituents that want to talk about this, please let them know that they will be informed, and we will be having this public hearing on the 25th, okay? And Sarah will be, is working diligently. We'll have a venue for you. This keeps expanding, so we've been going to getting it, we have to go larger and larger, so we will find something appropriate. Supervisor Paulson.
Is that gonna be an exchange with the citizens, or we just listen?
We'll be just listening,
okay?
What I'm going to ask you to do is, you know, there'll be some ability, but we will try to just listen. If they have a specific question for one of you, we can take it, but we don't want to be, hopefully we, depending on how many people, we want to allow them to get the feedback and then discuss, and you'll have that. And then as it's presented, especially to land use and finance, that those committees will hopefully be there and listen to what people have to say. So I know that both Supervisor Donlinger and Batsko did some response, but I think the best we can do right now is listen and then, and again, get the details. And as I've asked you always to do, this time we've got to ask a lot of questions. We've got to get a lot more facts before we make this final decision. Okay, Supervisor Heinrich.
Mr. Chairman, on the 24th, when the county exec presents his budget to the county board, in the public comment section, is there going to be a loud public comment at that time?
Well, I have to. I mean, really, it's on the agenda at that point.
Because I think that's important that they're allowed to concerning that agenda item, because I think what at least the executive should be here at that time. Because the thing is that...
It doesn't really... I mean, that is up to really him as far as the board is concerned. That is our procedure. But it's like, again, it's his presentation, it's proposal on the budget. If he wants to have a hearing on it or whatever, that's up to him. Now, if he's here and wants to take that, but it's not his responsibility to do that.
No,
he's going
I'm
to propose.
I'm saying that the public comment can be made while the county exec is here, because the thing is that if it goes through the process on the county board, and depending upon which way it goes, it might require a veto or might result in a veto on the part of the county exec. And I think the more information the county exec has...
That's true, Supervisor. And I'm not saying a disagree, but what we'll be looking at, and the reason why we're doing the public hearing and trying to announce this as far ahead as we can, 2 months ahead, is because if we had public hearing just that evening, we may not even get to the rest of the meeting because if say what happened last night, if 50 people want to speak and I have to allow them 3 minutes, that would be quite the meeting, much less his presentation. So what we've looked at is what is the most expedient way that we can take public hearing in, get everybody their ability to, you know, expand on what they want to say, and a public hearing would be the best thing the next evening. Now, we will be taking information in that notes. We will definitely share it. And I believe the questions that we'll be getting out of that will be asking of land use and of the exec and other people. So that's the best way, as we represent the people, we should take the information from them and ask the right questions then of the administration. Okay, Supervisor Howard, you had a question?
Yes, I wanted to give everybody another chance on the sponsorship that Waukesha County Board Supervisors are going to be doing. And this is that End the Silence for Suicide Awareness coming up on August 10th, Stone Bank Village Park. I'll be sending you guys all an email on that once I have it. And this, the funds are going actually to NAMI Waukesha. So I'm hoping that I'm going to give you guys another opportunity for some of those that weren't able to donate. So I'll pass it around. Thank you. Okay.
My other announcement for is our next meeting, you'll be getting an invitation shortly. For the next meeting, we'll have a meeting that you'll be invited to at 6 o'clock. We have a presentation by a group. It's all about drug and opiate awareness and some of the work that is being done. There'll be several people there that have been helped by these challenges and helped by this group. They presented to Washington County, so Supervisor Nelson has asked, and they will be presenting to us as a board at our next board meeting. So that'll be at 6 o'clock. There'll be a lot of details coming out to you, so please watch for that. And I think it'll be a program worth attending. Supervisor Morris, you have an announcement?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow supervisors. On the 25th of this month, Thursday, the world's largest steam locomotive, Union Pacific 4014, will pass through Waukesha County. It will stay overnight in Butler, but there won't be any public access, but you'll be able to view it on the tracks through southern Menominee Falls, Sussex, town of Merton, and it's going to stop in Ashopin, which is in Dodge County, I think from 10:30 to 12 o'clock. But it'll be the chance to see, it's the largest operating steam locomotive in the world.
All right, thank you.
The 25th. Thursday.
It's Thursday.
If you feel like traveling and want to view it, it'll be open to the public in Friesland and in Adams, and it's going to overnight in Altoona, which is at Eau Claire.
Okay, thank you. One other thing that I also wanted to mention is that some of you did receive information or phone calls regarding what the announcement that was made by the exec regarding Wanaki, and didn't look at your emails. So this is the way we communicated it out. That's why another reason to be looking at your emails. All right, seeing no further questions or announcements, I will take a motion. I will let the clerk to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. We have a change that has to be made first.
Okay, and I apologize for this. I hope it's not a monthly thing for us, but under ordinance 174-0038, last line, the appointment was passed unanimously. It's been changed to read the ordinance was passed unanimously.
Okay, so the change was made. I'll take a motion with that change to approve those minutes. So moved by Supervisor Howard, seconded by Supervisor Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting minutes as changed are approved. Tonight, the votes needed are 043, 044, and 045 are all 17 votes. All the others are a simple majority. Our first committee is Land Use, Parks, and Environmental Committee. First ordinance is 174-0040.
Okay. Year 2019 amendment to the Comprehensive Development Plan for Waukesha County, 2A Newman Developments/Bowen Global Investments, Section 30, Town 8 North, Range 19 East, Town of Lisbon.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I move ordinance 174-040.
Second by Supervisor Howard.
Thank you. In the town of Lisbon, 110 acres are proposed to change on our comprehensive development plan from rural density and other agricultural land to suburban one residential category. And over the past couple months, you've heard several changes to our comprehensive development plan. This would be the last of them for the year. The purpose of this particular change is to allow for a planned unit development subdivision of 64 lots in a conservation design. The surrounding area is already suburban in nature, so this change does suit the surrounding area. There's a small wetland on the parcel that will be preserved, and in fact, the condition of the approval is for it to be developed with a minimum of 40% common open space as proposed in the concept plan that we were presented. This was approved by the Lisbon Board, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 20-0. Our next item is ordinance 1740-041.
Amend the district zoning map of the town of Lisbon zoning code by conditionally rezoning certain lands located in part of the south half of Section 30, Town 8 North, Range 19 East, Town of Lisbon, Waukesha County, Wisconsin, from the A10 Agricultural District to the R1 Suburban Single Family Residential District with a planned unit development overlay. C1 Conservancy Zoned lands will remain unchanged.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 1740-041.
Second by Supervisor Batsko.
Thank you. This is the companion rezone to the comprehensive development plan change that we just approved for the same property. It's currently zoned A10 Agricultural and C1 Conservancy and will be changing to R1 Residential. The rezone is consistent with the comprehensive development plan, which was, again, just approved. It was approved by the Town of Lisbon Board, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission, unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 20-0. Our next item is ordinance 1740-042.
Amend the Town of Oconomowoc District Zoning Map of the Waukesha County Zoning Code for the Town of Oconomowoc by conditionally rezoning certain lands located in part of the southwest quadrant and the northwest quadrant of the northeast quadrant of Section 5, Town 8 North, Range 17 East, Town of Oconomowoc, from the FLP Farmland Preservation District to the R1 Residential District.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 1740-042.
Second by Supervisor Foti.
Thank you. There's a 98-acre farm tract parcel in the town of Oconomowoc for which 3 acres is proposed to be rezoned from farmland preservation to R1 residential. The 3 acres has a farmhouse, a barn, and an outbuilding, and the remaining acreage will remain farmland preservation and, in fact, will be actively tilled as it is now. Farmland preservation requires a 35-acre minimum density, so it's still consistent with farmland preservation district. The 3 acres of the rezone does abut a state highway already with an existing driveway that is currently used and in existence, so there's no access concerns. The rezone is consistent with the comprehensive development plan. It was approved by the Town of Oconomowoc, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission, and unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 20-0. Next, we'll be hearing from the Executive Committee. We have 2 appointments. Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. Are we taking these together? Or?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion for appointment 174A011 and appointment 174A012.
So, seconded by Supervisor Wolf.
These two appointments, Catherine McNally Bell to the Board of Adjustment and Nancy Bonnewell to the Board of Adjustment passed unanimously at Executive Committee, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote on the appointments? Board is closed. The appointments are passed 20-0. Thank you. Our next item is Ordinance 1740043.
Modify the 2019 to 2023 capital plan to create capital project number 2019-09, Register of Deeds pre-1915, document digitalization project, you guys got it, project, and modify the 2019 capital project budget.
Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1740043.
Seconded by Supervisor Donlinger.
You supervisors may recall that we had a redaction RFP in the past for the Register of Deeds. At that time, the Register of Deeds went back to 1915, figuring that the RFP would eat up all the money from 1915 to present. As it turns out, it was a good RFP process, and the bids were lower than anticipated. We do have a remaining balance of $100,000 left. This money is set aside and to be used for GIS purposes. The current new capital project, as proposed, will go back from 1846 until 1914, which is the remainder of the undigitized documentation. This is has been approved unanimously at Executive, Land Use, and Finance, and I urge your support.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 20-0. Next, we'll hear from Health and Human Services Committee. First is Ordinance 1740044.
Accept Wisconsin Department of Justice CIT training grant funding and modify the Department of Health and Human Services CGCC 2019 budget.
Supervisor Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. I move Ordinance 174-0-044.
I have a second by Supervisor Paulson.
This ordinance will authorize Waukesha County Department of Health and Human Services, the CJCC, Criminal Justice Collaborating Council, to accept a Department of Justice grant and appropriate $20,000 in expenditures to implement crisis intervention team training for law enforcement. The grant contributes to reduce harm to the public, mental health consumers, and law enforcement officers by providing law enforcement with a 40-hour training to recognize signs of mental illness, learn de-escalation techniques that reduce the number of arrests of mentally ill individuals by promoting more appropriate referrals to mental treatment services within our community. $10,000 is going to be subcontracted with NAMI of Waukesha to facilitate the training. $10,000 and is up to 25 stipends for law enforcement to cover the costs of officer backfill for the week-long training. There is no direct levy impact, and I highly ask your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 20-0. Our next item is Ordinance 1740045.
Accept Wisconsin Department of Justice pretrial pilot implementation grant funding and modify the Department of Health and Human Services CGCC 2019 budget.
Supervisor Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 174-0-045.
Seconded by Supervisor Walls.
All right, this ordinance is going to authorize Waukesha County Department of Health and Human Services, the CJCC, to accept a DOJ Department of Justice grant for $68,421 in expenditures to implement the PSA, which is Public Safety Assessment Risk Tool. Pre-trial best practices recommend that all pre-trial defendants are screened using a validated risk tool for risk of failure to appear for court and risk of committing new criminal activity while released in the community during the pre-trial phase. So those that set bail have the most information available when making release decisions. The grant ends the end of this year, December 31st, 2019. But the DOJ has informed us that pretrial pilot counties, which we are one of, that continuation of funding is available at least one more year, potentially another 2 years through 2022. $33,083 will be used for a full-time contracted pretrial screener position. $4,138 in funding for two staff to attend the National Association of Pretrial Services Agencies annual conference, and $1,200 for the annual user fee to access National Crime Information Center, and that's going to be able to conduct those criminal background checks that we need to do. $30,000 to provide funds for electronic monitoring costs for indigent pretrial defendants. This is a non-competitive grant from the DOJ. It is a validated, evidence-based program with the most up-to-date screening enhancements for better educated decisions. Currently, we are only screening 28% of our defendants. The goal is to screen 100% of those out of custody. I just want to say Rebecca has done an incredible job of helping CJCC over her tenure here, and that was over $4 million in grants today. This ordinance does not have any direct levy impact, and I strongly urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 20-0. Again, I would like to remind you that our next meeting, please be here at 6 o'clock, and I think you'll find a very good program regarding information of the challenges we're having with drug opioids and other challenges. With that, I will take a motion to adjourn the meeting. So moved by Supervisor Wolf, second by Supervisor Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Anybody else that wanted to contribute the envelopes here? Thank you.